on my mind. And I got my top down driving. 2:30 to 4 Monday to Friday. It is the Blitz here on AM 1450 KATE. Mitch Widmeyer here with you. We go to the phone lines. He hops on every Monday. We're always thankful for his presence and his time. Mike Grimm, voice of the Minnesota Golden Gophers, sports director at Minnesota News Network, kind enough to take time out of his day. Thank you as always, Mike. The Gophers have all of a sudden lost 3 of 4. A lot of people are pointing towards a lack of depth on the bench as a key contributor, amongst a couple other things, to this recent slide. Is that where you look as well for some of it, the lack of depth that we've seen on the bench?
Yeah, I think that's certainly part of it. Although, teams can win games with a 7-man rotation and not much bench. We've seen that in the past. Ohio State years ago, Michigan with that team of Trey Burke, they all played like 36 minutes as starters. So it's not beyond the realm of possibility that you could win games. I don't think there's any doubt, though, that this bench has to get a little bit better. Isaiah Washington is the leader of the bench, and he's just got to start. Hopefully some shots fall. I think right now it's a confidence situation with him. I think the bench is part of it. To me, though, Mitch, honestly, I think the biggest concern after this team a year ago with most of the same people won a bunch of road games and did not look flustered at all. In these last two road games have looked rattled, and that's a little concerning. I'm not sure why. It's the same personnel. But they've looked rattled in these games. They've looked like they've lost their poise a little bit, and that was not the case when they won 5 Big Ten road games or whatever it was last year. So hopefully they can get that restored and in check.
Looking back at the Arkansas game Saturday, too, we'll start there. The Razorbacks oftentimes throughout that game picked up in the full court applying pressure to Minnesota, which caused them to get rattled. I think that was part of it at certain junctures. And obviously the goal for Arkansas when you apply that pressure in the full court is to cause some chaos and force some turnovers. Could another factor of that or another layer of it be that Arkansas wanted the press to hopefully wear down those Gopher guards?
I think so. I'm not sure that they wore down. I mean, maybe they did. They were up 13, 10 minutes into the game. So, and the game ended up whatever it was, 18 or 19. Gophers did make a couple of runs. But, again, it was more to me, it was that they, early in the game, they weren't getting back. And they should have known that. This team, as you mentioned, likes to run. So there's no excuse for not getting back on defense, but it was like 4 or 5 possessions in a row there where they were getting layups. And then, the pick and roll defense was something of a concern as well. So I think there are obviously things that this Gopher team will continue to have to work through.
Mike Grimm, voice of the Golden Gopher, sports director at Minnesota News Network, with us this afternoon here on the Blitz. We had one of the Reggie Lynch gets in foul trouble games, which have actually been a rarity this year. He's been very good at limiting some of those silly fouls that we saw a year ago. But against a physical team like Arkansas, when he was out, did it not stick out like a sore thumb on Saturday?
Yeah, he can't get into foul trouble. That's clear. And then on top of that, you add in that Bakari Konate was out with a concussion. So that becomes an issue, obviously. And they had to play Gaston Jeju for only the third time all season and for the first time in his career, probably some important minutes. And he wasn't terrible, but there were times clearly he was not ready for that stage against those players, because Arkansas, they had a center named Gafford who's unbelievable, a freshman, and the Gophers struggled containing him.
It didn't help either that Arkansas, they didn't want to miss a shot, first half, second half, whatever it was. They were hitting contested threes. There was a sequence, Mike, and I can't remember if it was in the first half or the second half, but it was the most lively, most animated, and not a good way, that I've seen Richard Pitino angry at his team. I think it was 3 straight possessions, and I don't know how many of them the Gophers made a shot, but Arkansas came right back down the floor, like 2 passes, they cover 90-some feet, and they get 3 possessions in a row, either a layup or a breakaway dunk. And I know that when they're making contested threes, that's one thing, but when they're getting those easy leakouts on the other end, it's a whole different item to try to address.
Yeah, and again, that's all part of what they're going to have to figure out, because the pick and roll was giving them easy plays. Gafford had some dunks. They had runouts. There were contested threes, but there were also open threes. Now, you're right, in some cases, and I've talked about this many, many times, sometimes you're just at the mercy of the basketball gods on a given night. Every team's going to get open threes. There's no doubt about it. It depends then, will they go in or not go in when they're open? And some nights when they don't go in, you can win. And when they start falling, that's when you get in a little trouble. The other night, they have a kid that a freshman that was red hot, C.J. Jones, and he hit three threes in the first half and added two or three more in the second half. And that 9-0 run, it wasn't nine straight, but it was he had three threes in the course of about six or seven possessions, including back-to-back possessions. And really, that's where it stretched to 13. And Minnesota, you know, didn't really sniff much after that. They cut it to six twice early in that second half. They had it down to five with like 3 minutes to go in the first half, but just never could quite get over the hump.
Is there any saving grace, Mike Grimm, recognizing that, like, yes, Minnesota has now lost three of four, but for those fans who are kind of on edge, borderline freaking out about this recent slide, is it worth noting that two of those clubs, and I'm not trying to discredit Nebraska, but Miami and Arkansas seem to be pretty dang good. Like, I would be more alarmed if they were dropping three of four and it came at this upcoming stretch at the tail end of the non-conference based off who they're playing.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. It would have been nice to get that Tuesday game, especially because it's a conference game. And I think, one, I do think that Nebraska team's better than people think, but I also think that they, you know, and they're going to win some games at home over some teams like Minnesota that you didn't think they would. That said, if you're a conference contender, you know, you want to win that game. I mean, that's a game you got to win. There's going to be tougher road games probably than that. And so that was an unfortunate part. You know, I wasn't sure about the Arkansas game heading in. I think one poll had them 25th, but most had them unranked. But they had played pretty well. They got smoked by Houston in a weird game. But then as I started to research for the game and really dive in and understand Arkansas a little bit more, I realized, you know what, the Gophers are probably not going to win this game. These guys do not lose at home. I mean, it, like in Mike Anderson's time there, he took over seven seasons ago. They have the fifth most home wins in the country. That counts everybody. I'm talking Kentucky, Duke, Carolina. They're fifth most home wins. And when you look at their splits, they don't lose much there at all. And then because of how they play, it gets to be really, you know, it gets to be, you know, the place goes nuts. They press. All of a sudden, it's an 8-0 run, or C.J. Jones hits a couple of threes, and that rattles you. You know, it does, and it rattled the Gophers. So that loss didn't surprise me. Heading in, I'm like, man, this is going to be a tough one. Not a lot of teams, including like a Kentucky or Tennessee when they're good, or Florida when they're good, not a lot of teams go in there and win. And now the thing, and I'm going to go back to what I said earlier, the thing that did bother me a little bit about it was it just looked like the Gophers got rattled, and that had not been the case last year. It was not the case at Providence, but the last two games in hostile environments, that was the case. So, you know, right, three of the last four, all pretty good teams. And you know, here you are trying to get that confidence back, because that is a fickle thing, confidence.
It's interesting you bring that up. Mike Grimm, voice of the Golden Gophers, joining us here on AM 1450 KAT, also the sports director at Minnesota News Network. You brought up the environment at that gym. You were there. You were announcing the game. And Richard Pitino said afterwards, that was, and I quote, that was one of the best environments in all of college basketball. Did you have similar sentiments? You were there announcing the game.
I did. I'll be honest. I thought the Nebraska crowd was better. That was an unbelievable night there. They had striped the place, Pinnacle Bank Arena. It was loud throughout, and the Gophers were rattled. You know, they were shaken in that game. They lost their poise. I thought the game at Bud Walton Arena on Saturday, I thought the crowd was good. It was big, 19,000 or 18, whatever it was. Then there were times where it got loud, but I thought the Gophers did a decent enough job of, you know, they took them out of that a couple of times, more so than maybe they did at Nebraska. Every time the Gophers tried something, Nebraska had an answer for it. And I thought with the Arkansas game, it wasn't as big of a deal. I really didn't. That said, when it really got loud in there, it was loud. And again, the Gophers did not handle it with great composure, that's for sure.
Naturally, I mentioned this briefly before, this is a time for some Gopher fans, and I don't blame them. I mean, it's going to happen. When you lose three of four, they're going to overreact a little bit. Some will, and break a sweat, maybe lose their minds perhaps a little bit. I still think this team, Mike, is going to be fine. The lack of depth worries me, sure, but man, they just appear to be too talented and too well coached to go into some sort of like complete tailspin, right?
I think so, and I also think there's, you know, when, you know, you got a couple of games here in December, including tonight, that you hope you can clean a few things up, get some confidence back, and then have it all ready when Illinois comes to town to reopen Big Ten play, so to speak, that first week in January. So certainly that's the hope. The other thing is the Big Ten is down, and so if there is a year that maybe you can steal some games. If you're a talented team like Minnesota, this might be the year. It's not, this league is not as good as I thought it would be, at least up to this point. They had another bad week Saturday. And so if you're Minnesota, you have to take advantage. This is a good opportunity to, you know, find yourself in the top three in this league by the end of the year if you take care of business. And, you know, the one thing I'll say is that the league is mediocre. So that can be good news or bad news. The good news is there's winnable games, but the league's not terrible, meaning like the bottom five or six. You know, it's not like, hey, you can just step on the court and win. In fact, like Nebraska, obviously, they're picked 13th out of 14 teams by most, and Minnesota lost that game. So you can't just go out and play. Now, who's going to finish last? Who's going to, you know, Rutgers gave Michigan State a good tussle the other night. You know, Iowa looked to be no good for a while. Then they probably should have beaten Iowa State the other night. And then last night they smoked, who was it, Southern, and they got the coach's kid back, and that changed things in the second half. He had been out much of the first part of the year, so where does that place them? And as weird as this sounds, where does Wisconsin line up in this league? And, you know, they're obviously going to beat some teams, but if you're the Gophers, you want to avoid being the team that you know that they beat. So it should be quite an interesting Big Ten season once again going. But to answer your question, I agree. I think this team is too good. There's too much talent. There's too much leadership, you hope, that they won't go into like they did last year where they lost five straight games. And then obviously after that rebounded with eight straight wins. You hope you can avoid any kind of like that.
Can we use Purdue as maybe? We'll see how it plays out. And obviously the Gophers' upcoming opponents, it starts with Drake tonight. We'll get to that in a minute. Their upcoming opponents trying to get out of this slide aren't the same as what Purdue faced. But I was following some of the Purdue Twitter. They started 4-0, and then they lost two in a row to Tennessee and Western Kentucky. And all of a sudden they're 4-2. They're out of the top 25. And people are like, what's wrong with Purdue? And then they beat Arizona by 25. They beat Louisville by 9. They win at Maryland in their first game of the Big Ten Conference. And now all of a sudden everyone's like, oh, Purdue's fine. I'm hoping and I'm thinking the same thing could happen with Minnesota.
Yeah, I think so, and I hope so. And again, with the league the way it is, you hope you can take advantage. I mean, this is a year that a team like Minnesota can pop up, and then, you know, I don't know how many games they can win, but you hope that they can, you know, garner themselves a top three kind of finish in this league. I mean, that's the expectation. The other thing, I think you and I even talked about it last week, is I think generally people got a little too excited, and I wasn't, you know, I don't want to dampen excitement, because when it happens, I, you know, you know my slogan, I'm always like, hey, sit back and enjoy it. You know, what are we worried about? You know, you know, if this team's ranked 15th, let's enjoy the games. But I think in that, I think we all need to re-educate ourselves on what it is to be ranked 15th. It's not number one. We saw number one lose the other day, right? You know, Duke lost, and Duke might only lose three games all year. So everyone can lose. I think there was this built-in thought like, oh man, the Gophers, you know, they could run the table. Well, no, they can. They could lose 12 games. I mean, literally, they could lose 12 games this year and still be a pretty darn good team. So you know, I think we have to, you know, worry less about, I mean, look, is there reason for concern? Does this team have to get better? Of course, all that stuff. But from a fan perspective, you know, let's just sit back. Let's not panic. Let's not, you know, think that, you know, we might as well burn down the barn now that they've lost three of the last four. I mean, you know, they're going to show up tonight against Drake and hopefully a rebound with a win. But I do think we have to understand being ranked 15th doesn't mean that you're invincible. It doesn't mean that you won't lose. It doesn't mean that, oh, this team's a lock for the Final Four. And I think some fans got overzealous because they haven't been through this before. Like Michigan State, this is just my opinion. If Michigan State, because they, you know, they've been probably the bona fide program, they in Wisconsin for the last two decades in the league, if they had gone to Nebraska and lost, here in Minnesota we would have said, oh man, a surprising loss, but you know that they're going to come back. You know, Michigan State ain't going away. That's what the thought would be. And in Michigan State, it would have been, ooh, bad loss. You know, Izzo will get these guys going. You move on. But, you know, Minnesota finally ranked, finally high expectations. They lose at Nebraska. And man, if you follow my Twitter timeline, it was literally like, we might as well just shut the season down. The Gopher year is over. And sometimes we live in our own world, so we know our own warts a little bit. And sometimes you just have to understand everybody's got some warts, and certainly nobody's perfect, you know. And are there areas of concern? Absolutely. There's no doubt. Are we concerned that this team now is in big trouble, like they might not make the tournament? Not yet. I don't feel that. So, you know, when we talk maybe 3 weeks from now, heading into 2018, maybe that changes. But right now I still feel pretty good about this team.
We'll finish up with a couple of points. Drake in town tonight. What do the Bulldogs from Des Moines bring to the table? I'm assuming you have most of your prep all set for the game.
I'm sorry, say that again. You broke up just a little bit.
Yeah,
there.
So Drake's in town tonight. The Bulldogs from Des Moines, and I'm assuming you've got most of your prep ready for the game. What does Drake bring to the table?
Drake brings some local flavor to the table, which is kind of nice. Nico Medved is in his first year as the head coach there. He was a student manager for Clem Haskins back here. He's a University of Minnesota graduate, a St. Paul native, and was had a successful season at Furman last year, where he was the SoCon Coach of the Year, and parlayed that into this opportunity in the Missouri Valley. And on top of that, he took hired an assistant coach who was from De La Salle High School, who won like a million games, Dave Thorson, a familiar name for those that follow high school basketball, who also at one point was a Clem Haskins assistant coach. So he went from Minneapolis and De La Salle down to Des Moines. So there'll be a decided flavor with some Minnesota punch. This team has been kind of up and down, the Bulldogs. They got an early win against Wake Forest right out of the gate, and people thought, oh, man, look at this, a new coach, and look what's going. And they've kind of bounced back and forth. They've lost two double overtime games. So that certainly is a tough pill to swallow. And they come in tonight sitting at 5-4, and the Gophers will be a favorite for sure.
We'll leave on this. Drake, Oral Roberts, Florida Atlantic, the next three, all in the barn at Williams Arena for Minnesota. What will be the keys for Richard Pitino's squad to try to turn this thing around?
Well, just get confidence back. Just get confidence back. Practice defending the pick and roll. And practice defending, the three-point shot. Hopefully Isaiah Washington can knock down some shots in this three-game stretch so that he has confidence heading into the Big Ten season. And as you mentioned right off the bat, that will help this bench production for sure. So I would say those things. Defensively, they gave up 95 points the other night. And Arkansas can run up and down, there's no doubt, but still, even at that, 95 is a little too much. So defensively, they need to get better, and Isaiah Washington hopefully can knock some shots down over the next three games to get some confidence off the bench.
Tip time tonight at 7 p.m., which means it's a 6:30 pregame. Catch the game, Minnesota Drake, right here on AM 1450. Mike, as always, thank you for the time.
You got it. Enjoyed it, Mitch. Thank you.
Weekend Monday headlines coming up next.